everybody. Welcome to MacGyvecast, episode 118?
Yes, of 139.
I just totally guessed that one.
The Eye of Osiris.
And this episode almost didn't happen because I'm an asshole.
Well, I thought you were dead or in custody.
It was a freaky night, man. We'll get into it on podcasts, but extreme weather alerts every 20 minutes on my phone, which I just had to turn them off. It was one of those things where it's like, maybe I should turn this shit off. It's like, no, leave the amber alerts on. What if you spot some car with a kid in it and you can help somebody? This is selfish. So it's one of those things why I can't stop being an organ donor.
Yeah, we don't get that shit here. I don't think we have automated amber alerts for phones here.
Dude, it'll just jack your phone. And your phone will be bah, bah, and vibrate until you hit okay. So if you sleep through, it'll just drain your phone in like 30 minutes.
Yes, so this is Season 6, Episode 14, which aired 11th of February, 1991.
The Eye of Osiris.
So I'm pretty sure that for us, this would have been... trying to think. This is probably a massive snowstorm.
Ooh,
it's just a couple days away. I think this is the Valentine's Day that is completely obliterated like a foot dump of snow.
It's so weird living somewhere with inclement weather. Like last night, the water started leaking in through the front door and the balcony door. And it's like, oh, that's not sealed.
No, that's why you need sandbags.
That's why the apartment complex, these luxury apartments, should have some sandbags. But no.
Well, that's why you personally need sandbags, some plastic and duct tape.
Yeah.
They're not really duct tape. You want waterproof tape.
I thought waterproof tape last night. I was like, why don't we have waterproof tape? I was like, man, I should really have some of that on hand. I was like, oh, I'm poor.
Yes. So the summary is MacGyver is helping archaeologists to find the tomb of Alexander the Great, but soon learns that they are not the only ones out there looking for it.
Yep. It has an almost Hateful Eight style intro.
Yes. So we open on the Taurus Mountains in Turkey, but nope, this is probably North Vancouver. A man walks into a snowy cabin while a pan flute curiously plays.
Yeah, and there's a curious use of the word yellow.
And then this is just the indication where you realize, oh, fuck, they're just ripping off Indiana Jones again.
Yeah, they do it in the movie. I can't wait for the movies. We're so close.
Oh, they're doing both Indiana Jones. This is a little bit of... Yeah. Movie one, little bit of movie two.
Yeah, of course, the mysterious man who walks in isn't a man.
Yes. We have Arab stereotype playing dice with Valley Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Two ethnically dark people recognize MacGyver and plot to kill him. One goes off outside.
Yeah, the middle of mountains, outside, mysterious mustache. Oh, that's MacGyver. I speak English. Okay.
Yes, well, he's a recurring character, I think, playing the same role.
A recurring actor.
Recurring character.
Interesting.
Yes.
What episode do we know him from?
He's been Hakim twice and Anubis another time.
Oh.
Valley Girl wins at dice. She then calls him out as a loser.
A yellow coward, and he looks like he's wearing yellow face.
And demands that he keep playing for his hideous amulet. She rolls a 6. Turban rolls a 4. Fuck you, Turban. Who then tries to stab her before MacGyver rescues the little woman.
It has a horrible, horrible necklace prop.
Yes. This is where I should mention MacGyver is wearing a size 5XL parka. And has a super dry, heathery hairdo that he managed to keep under his hood.
I wonder where my parka went.
He gets punched into a table. Valley Girl gets Turban in the face with a hot cast iron frying pan. And then a midget decides to attack MacGyver with a Crocodile Dundee knife.
Yeah, the table goes flying.
The knife gets stuck in a wall, so MacGyver picks him up and hangs him off a candlelight fixture.
It's one of the greatest things ever.
And this is maybe where I think this is a fever dream.
Yeah. We're 5 minutes into the episode, and there's a guy with a log with fire on it trying to hit MacGyver, and he hides behind the midget.
There's the Indian guy who's trying to beat up Valley Girl. He picks up a burning log and tries to smash MacGyver with it.
Yeah. MacGyver hides
behind the hanging midget before back. Before backing into the bar, where he picks up a shot glass of apparently kerosene, which he throws at Log Lad. Amazingly,
did you notice the midget looks like a dude from Psych? He looks like James Rhodey. He's got James Rhodey's chin.
he's more than just a little person. I think he's got a little chromosomal, increased chromosomal abnormality. And he's dubbed over, so he doesn't get credit.
Hey, he's got a midget voice. Let's get a real voice in there.
Yes. So amazingly, the fire only gets on the native Indian guy's hat. MacGyver, our Valley Girl, grabs the amulet and hooks up with MacGyver and with Mac. He's obviously MacGyver.
Yeah.
They run outside into her waiting 1960 Snowcat while the horns of action blare. They slowly drive off in the Snowcat. She thinks the amulet is the key and that Mac is a conventional thinker because he thinks Alexander the Great was buried in Alexandria.
And she's basically just the proxy fill-in for, what's her face? Was her name Marianne the first movie? What was her name in the first Indiana Jones?
This is more second Indiana Jones.
The one that outdrinks everybody, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you realize she is the titular Valley Girl.
Oh, it's the chick who played Valley Girl?
Yes, that's Valley Girl.
Oh, shit. This is, what, 9 years later?
A couple years later, yeah.
It's like nine.
Yes. So, she thinks the amulet is the key. The professor is a racist imperialist taskmaster at the dig site. The snowcat slowly and noisily drives into the snow-free camp. He takes the amulet
and walks away. I didn't
even
notice the camp was snow-free, right?
Yes. He takes the amulet and the professor walks away. Apparently, MacGyver was also bringing another artifact. The professor is sexist as well. He also calls MacGyver McGregor.
I did notice that. That was good.
Yes. And, of course, all three artifacts slot together and form a half circle. Who knew that archaeology would all come down to simple puzzle piece finding and assembly? And then here's where I go. He's touching the ancient scroll with his filthy, filthy fingers. So he has the last will and testament.
He doesn't have any gloves on. That's
of
right.
Alexander. He's just pawing all over it. No, you do not do that. Prints.
Yeah, like he's done it a million times. Let me show you, MacGregor. Look at this.
So blah blah blah.
Wax
stupid
seal.
The tomb is where the eye fell from the gods. Blah blah blah. Stupid myth bullshit.
It's very similar to the plot of The Trail to Doomsday, the first MacGyver movie, and it's also similar to the
same writer as one of the MacGyver movies.
It's got to be Trail to Doomsday, right? Because the other one's like a Patriot Game style movie. Like that's what the other one is.
Weirdly, Valley Girl and only Valley Girl is very badly overdubbed this entire scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's up there. And then blah, blah, blah. This is what everything means, of course, which means the solution. This is the solution to all the traps they're about to face.
Yeah.
And then I wondered if all of these props got saved long enough to be reused on Stargate.
That Anubis statue for sure.
They are lifting a very light statue of Ra.
Is it Ra? I thought it was Anubis.
Yes. No, this is Ra.
Well, that's right.
I think. Based on the length of the wooden spar and lack of counterweight that they're using to lift.
I didn't notice that.
A dark ethnic dude has a transmitter. It makes the line break and the statue falls and breaks into many, many pieces. So I guess it won't be used in Stargate.
Okay.
Ethnic dude sneaks into the tent and steals the will and the half circle thing. Which he hears a loud noise outside when the professor has a hissy fit, which causes it to fall face down into a plate of sand. Which, of course, he then lifts out, leaving a perfect impression.
Yeah.
He then runs up the hill. The professor has his little hissy fit. He then runs up the hill holding the staff. Someone found a stone that indicates something about a curse. MacGregor goes to look at and smell the rope.
To see if it was burned or cut.
Sabotage means the artifacts must be at risk. So they all run to the tent. But we find ethnic dude's Indian henchman is dead at the seat of his vehicle. So generic repeat Nazi guy holds ethnic dude at gunpoint and wants to know why he is interfering with his plan. So McGregor spots the impression of the half round thing in the sand. So it's time for McGregor to do some science and shit with cold tea, sugar, and a spray bottle.
Yeah, it's the first MacGyverism really of the episode.
So science! He sprays sugar water down on top of the sand, making it hard enough to survive a mold. Natsy has Dark Guy at gunpoint, who wants to partner up. For some place where they have a snowcat, it's also raining.
So, yeah, it's, I don't know. That opening shot had a lot of promise of snow that we don't really get followed up in this episode.
No. So, of course, the mold has worked. Mac then rips into the professor after he leaves. This, of course, will lead to the reveal that Valley Girl, no longer being dubbed, is the professor's daughter.
Of course. I assume that. This episode is so ham-handed.
And then, yep, the show is so predictable, and the dubbing comes back. Yep. She's his estranged daughter.
Which, I don't know if that was just to add an exposition later, but sometimes her face is visible when they're dubbing her. But, you know, was she too quiet on the set? It doesn't even make sense.
I don't know. Matt puzzles over the round thing and the staff. Time to go walking with the very fragile half round thing.
Let me put all my weight on this.
McGregor gets into it with the professor and calls him out for being a shitty father. McGregor apparently slowly and loudly drove to the snow, where he finds surface water and weird black stones that I hope are radioactive space rocks. Please be radioactive space rocks.
Please be the thing from Slither.
He has an epiphany before slowly and loudly driving off again. The Nazi is then in Valley Girl's tent, and they are revealed to be in league with each other. She needed money for all her poor dead mother's debts.
So this is what, two betrayals from children in three episodes?
Oh, probably. It's been so long, I can't remember. Professor apologizes for snapping. He has spent his life being a gay archaeologist. Being a father is new to him. And then McGregor slowly and loudly pulls into camp.
Yeah, and the snowcat.
Yeah, so clearly it's a meteorite. Fuck.
Yeah.
More dubbing. They then all slowly and loudly drive the snowcat to the rim of the crater. They clearly see some styrofoam rocks that look like someone is holding up devil fingers. They walk to the fake rocks, and hey, there's a hole. So they need to stick their dicks in it. What could possibly be the key?
My three daughters are in this cave rock.
It's the staff, of course. McGregor manages to make the door open in the rock. Those fucking brilliant ancient Egyptians.
that's what this giant dildo's for. Fuck
yes.
It.
McGregor then hauls out.
No, girl,
out
you
the...
do it. You do it slower.
He hauls out one of the worst and dimmest flashlights ever, which the professor then grabs and runs in with.
I feel like it's a flashlight I had as a kid.
It's like a double 12-volt lantern battery style, I think, as I recall.
Yeah, it's really shitty.
Stupid talk about hieroglyphics. Of course, the lamps are all on the wall and ready to burn.
Did you notice there's a really bad shot where the edges of the frame are all fuzzy? It's unlike the rest of it. It's the shot where MacGyver comes up. It's really strange. It looks like it's bad. I don't know if it's what they did.
And I guess it's now time to get trapped. In walks the Nazi with a gun and the dark dude. Apparently MacGregor killed the Nazi's brother. And this is where I was too bored to look up and find out what episode that could have been.
Yeah.
Valley Girl is also outed as being in league with him.
What's so weird about this episode is it's the canon stuff, but I'm not familiar with any of it either. I can't remember any of these people.
Yes, so it's time to open the sarcophagus and get trapped. Down falls a giant stone door.
Much like that other episode where they had the guillotine, where they were trapped in the weird vault.
Yes. The Nazi wants to start shooting people to prolong his oxygen. McGregor says he can get them out, which the ethnic guy co-signs. Mm.
Do you know you can get oxygen from a dude's butt? Just breathing deeply. MacGyver farts.
McGregor goes back to the Anubis statue, to which they have to pay tribute, which was part of the early half-round thing. Uh-huh. Valley Girl finds the right weighted vessel to put in his hands, which, of course, opens the back door. McGregor has to go in first. He now walks through an amazingly well-lit room, which is fucking amazing. Egyptians invented artificial light, yo.
Yeah, it's really well-lit. Like, so much so that it basks light on everybody's face who doesn't come through.
Yes. So McGregor has wandered into something amazing. The server room? Hard to tell what it is, but it seems to be a man-sized whip handle, perhaps a giant butt plug. It's hard to tell. It is very well lit, though.
Yeah, it is.
And then the professor says the light must be coming through a vein of pure quartz.
Straight from Hitler's soul.
So ethnic dude is too fat and got stuck in the door, so the Nazi shoots him. Which is, I think, the ultimate fat shaming.
Yeah, it's pretty ultimate fat shaming. Yeah. You're too chubby to fit through the crack of the wall.
Yes. Apparently the butt plug is a coffin. Nope, probably radioactive containment, I'm guessing.
Oh.
McGregor finds the clues to open the giant butt plug. He has found two of the keys. We go back to Valley Girl being very badly dubbed again. When all the four elements are put together, it will open. The fifth element is love. blah, blah, blah. Water. Our fire burns the water, which can condense by the air, which forms on the earth, which drips the water down and opens the butt plug.
So is this a MacGyverism, or is it like MacGyver fulfilling?
This is an ancient Egyptian MacGyverism. Or, you know, you could have just sucked up some water and sprayed it into the middle with your mouth. the butt plug opens up to a dead dude holding a stone made of sapphire. The Nazi picks up the stone, which causes the corpse to animate and shoot its arms out and knock off the face mask. It triggers another mechanism, which closes the door and starts the walls to trash compactor in on them. Yep. Those magical ancient Egyptians.
They, Star Wars trash pit.
Yes. They have to go through the maze of the eye.
The legends like the of the hidden temple, Laxton.
Yes. Put the stone in the light source. They put the stone in the light source, and a single blue pin spot lights up one single place they have to push. MacGyver hits that. It activates a door. The Nazi has to go take out the stone, which causes the walls to stop. And then he is crushed by a giant stone of death that chases them Raider style down a hall.
These are some giant fucking set pieces.
No, if you notice in their running in the underground hallway, they only have about 20 feet and they just keep recycling and resetting and resetting and resetting.
Oh.
And they're running towards a painting.
Oh, that's right, because they're in the corridor. So they just keep doing the trick they do in Stargate and Farscape and Star Trek and those corridors. Yes.
They jump into a pit, and the stone stops over them, and then now they're all trapped under it. And come on, I mean, I've seen the fifth element. Love is the way. Trust me. Time to do a gangbang.
Where's Chris Tucker when you need him?
But nope, you just push some spots in the stone, and they fall out the bottom. And then the rock starts to come down on them. Slowly, they manage to climb out the aperture in which they went through. Just before the stone slams down and blocks it.
Yeah.
So
this is
this fucking show.
Really horrible episode.
Yes. Well, then they slowly and loudly drive the snowcat back to the camp.
Yeah. They get out. They realize, we killed a Nazi. And then they drive away the snowcat back to camp. And then they decide to have their confrontation discussion at the campsite.
Yes. Valley Girl wants to make up with Shitty Dad. Shitty Dad. We freeze frame on a smug McGregor, having just parroted back a quote from the professor earlier on.
I use your own shit against you, dude.
And I did have to look it up. It was Legend of the Holy Rose Parts 1 and 2, which was the Leonardo da Vinci laser episode.
Yeah, that's one where they're trapped
season 5, episode 1 and 2.
Right?
Pit in the Pendulum.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was the Nazi's brother.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But it's what's strange is that the Nazi has, this is his third time being on MacGyver, I think.
Same character?
No.
Wasn't he the guy that, like, befriended MacGyver in the woods when they got shot?
I don't think so.
He looks similar to him.
So the lesson we learn, slowly and loudly, the snowcat method is a great sound. Sorry, slowly and loudly, the Snowcat Method. It sounds like a great prog rock album title.
And it's the 90s MacGyver. That mullet's got to go. This is the first trimmed down mullet episode.
And next week, Pete returns, as well as Dick Butkus and Gay Bikers.
Really? And Wendy Williams?
No, Wendy Williams is possibly dead by this point, but Butkus returns.
I think she blew her brains out in like 96.
Okay. Well, it's just Dick Butkus.
Okay.
And Gay Bikers.
He's got a terrible name.
Yes, he does. So.
I wish we weren't doing the show anymore, but I can't wait to see the movies. That's about all I got left in me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.